In the meantime, a federal judge has delayed his ruling that overturns D.C.'s ban on carrying guns in public. It gives authorities 90 days to rewrite the law to conform with the ruling. D.C. Mayor Vince Gray says that the city is still deciding on whether it'll appeal, and Police Chief Kathy Lanier had to rescind orders, now telling officers that all guns laws do remain in effect. And Chief Lanier joins us live now. Great to have you with us. Thanks, Chief.
I'm glad to be here.
So the are officers now supposed to, how are they supposed to respond to the law? You know, they were told not to enforce it. Now they are told to enforce it. It gets really confusing.
Well, it was confusing when we told them to enforce also, because the way the ruling came down, so broad and generalized, it left a lot of unanswered questions. So we immediately, because the judge has ruled that it's unconstitutional now, that it's part of the Second Amendment right for the right to carry. So we immediately told him to stop making arrests, because that's what was protected in the order, what was issued in the ruling. But what it didn't do is it didn't define concealed carry, open carry, other restrictions, resident, D.C. resident, non-D.C. resident. I mean, there's a lot of other things that were unanswered with that ruling, which is why I think the stay was kind of a given. I mean, you have to give us a stay to put appropriate, you know, guidelines in place so that the officers are making valid arrests. So that's kind of what the stay is all about. And I know the city council will work on drafting the legislation so we can move forward.
Chief, however the lawmakers rewrite the law, do you think at some point it's likely we will end up with it being legal to carry registered firearms in, at least in public, in at least some parts of the city?
I do think so, yes. I mean, I think that this ruling has basically said that, answered the question that has been in debate for some time about where carrying, the right to carry fits in the Second Amendment. And this judge says that the right to carry is covered by the Second Amendment. So now it is up to individual states and the district to decide, how do we determine who has issued the carry permit, how those carry permits are issued. And that's what a lot of other states have done. So that's where I think the council's got to go, is figure out what the proper vetting process is and who gets issued those permits.
Is council asking you for your advice here?
Oh, of course. I mean, of course they will. And, for the law enforcement side, I mean, fortunately, I'm not the one that has to write the laws. So I'm happy to not be the one that has to come up with the final law. But, for us, our concerns are specifically security, because this is the nation's capital, so security in this city. With the ability for everyone to carry, or for people to carry on public space, is a big deal for me. I'm not real concerned about changes on crime or impact on crime, because as a lot of people have pointed out, it's not law-abiding citizens who register firearms that are committing crime. So for us, it's really kind of the accidental deaths and security that are the big deal for us.
Seems like this is more of a complication in big cities than in smaller cities. Do you talk with your colleagues who head police departments in other big cities, and do they have to deal with the same situations?
Sure. And this has been an issue that's been raised in Illinois and New York and Washington. And I think the other thing that you really have to consider in the bigger cities, and particularly Washington, D.C. and New York, is we have an awful lot of dignitaries. I mean, this is the home of the president. President and vice president live in the city, and they travel around the city every single day. And again, my number one concern in this going forward is making sure we have proper vetting and proper rules in place so that we can maintain that level of security, because people rely, in this community, people rely on the police department to keep them safe and to keep, the security for a lot of the very sensitive things that go on here in the city.
Big job there, Metropolitan Police Chief Kathy Lanier. Good to have you with us this morning. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chief.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.